4VWA.
4VWA. N4MFW. I just had another brain thought.
Did you say brain thought or brain fart?
Being nice, I was saying fault. Going to the menu of that radio and look up linear amplifier. Look up linear and you got to turn it on.
Okay. And the programming on the radio.
Going to menu.
Roger, roger. Okay. Yep, okay. All right, I will try to do that this evening. Mama's on her way home, just like you're on your way home to keep her out of trouble. And I'm going to find KN4UBG. Have you heard him out there this afternoon?
Sure, yeah. He might jump in here if we wake him up.
He's still out on a job that's taking up some extra time. He runs late in the evening sometimes. If you happen to hear him, how about letting him know to give me a shout, okay?
All right, talk to you later. I just happened to have that thought, so I forgot about that. That might help a little bit. N4MMW Mobile.
N4MMW, KN4WA clear. You still there, Phil?
When to you.
So, you get your schedule together, and you know what? If we're going to take that poll, that I-beam over to your mom and dad's, we need to go ahead and take that antenna over there at the same time, so we can throw it on the trailer, too.
I got a phone call. Let me sign. W4NGU.
Okay, I got off my X. Say again.
We'll be right back.
Uh-huh, okay. Hey, we're planning and conniving here. We're going to get him a tower put up over at his mom and dad's.
Command W Mobile, is he going to rig up something like you got?
Yeah, I think he is. But, you know, even at that, the type of tower he's got, we could set it up and do half of the base that I've got, and it would do him just great.
Have the tower?
Yeah. I think it's the same height as mine. It's 45.
It's just mimic yours.
Well, I tell you, we could cut the steel rating that I used in mine in half, and it would still be quite strong. Hey, Jimmy, I sure appreciate you coming up here today, buddy. And I've already got all my manuals gathered up, and I'm going to go in here and sit down and start studying.
Don't blame you. Yeah, he'll be back in a minute, so I'm on 29, headed toward the big town of Taylor's. Talk to you later. Enjoyed it. N4MMW.
Hey, you be careful over there. We're in Taylor's now. That's a big city. They'll corrupt you.
10.
If you need a note, just let me know. Have a good evening there, bud, and N4MMW. This is KN4VWA. Clear with you. Waiting on W4NGU.
GU. Going through Camp Abella, man, I'm just crawling. Here's a cop sitting on the side of the road. I can feel it when they're near.
Well, Bud, I'm going to tell you what. I have never seen a Camp Abella cop up there. It must be a Spartanburg County or a highway patrol.
It was a white SUV. I rarely ever see them anyway, but there's some people where I work. Man, they've gotten $400 tickets. When they do catch you through here, they want the word out, I'll tell you.
Invest in the city.
Well, I didn't do any investing in them today.
Pretty good thing. All right, well, listen, just get your schedule together now and give me about a week's heads up. And I was thinking about it. When we pick up those beams, We need to go ahead and take the tower over there at the same time, don't we?
We can, but that fits in my truck. Remember, I took the tower to my house when I bought it. So it's whatever we want to do. I just want it out of the way when he drops the beams on that trailer with that forklift.
Up the I-beams first, and then when we go to drop one off at your place, we'll pick up the tower and take the tower and the other beam over to your mom and dad's and be done.
Like a winner. Well, let me see what his schedule's like, and let me look at the weather forecast.
You got to talk to me tonight. W4NGU, have a good evening. KN4VWA, clear. And if you talk to KN4UBG, ask him about that galvanized paint. Clear.
Will do. W4NGU.
But rehearsal for handbells is on Monday nights and try to hard for me to get from a 6 to 7 o'clock rehearsal at Handbells to get all the way over there to Greer for the Greer Club meeting is it'd be like 7:45, 7:40 or 7:50 before I got there running that late in the day.
Bell stuff takes quite a commitment. I can occasionally be out and they can do without a trumpet, but when you're one of the notes on the staff, somebody's got to ring that bell. I've got a friend that she does all of them quite skillfully and travels all over and has done it for hundreds of groups and songs you know and some she's composed, but she does all the bells herself.
Directs our bell chorus. She can do that. In fact, we're going to be holding a the choir at church and the bell choir and all. We're going to be holding a program in March because we're trying to raise some funds for new robes. We need new robes for both the bell choir and the church choir. And she's going to do a number like that where she rings all of the bells and puts them across several tables and rings the whole thing. And she does a number of pieces like that. And I'll let you get back to the fella you were talking to. I just wanted to say hello and hadn't talked to you in a while. And I got to pull in up here and run inside and get my prescription and then head on down to the church. You take it easy and we'll talk to you later. 7-3s for now, WU2T.
Well, if you can get free, we're going to start an Arduino project. Everybody's going to build up little computers and program them and everything right there in the club meeting. And the price is right, $20 for your whole kit of stuff, which blows my mind. So that's what we're doing in club meeting these days when you get back.
Yeah, and I thought my doctor's office was open till 6, but it looks like they've closed already. So I guess I won't be able to pick up this prescription until tomorrow. Oh, well, I'll just have to come back. I'll walk up there and see if their door is open still. All right, talk to you later. W2T clear.
See you. Go ahead, Kevin. You standing by.
KDG, I'm back. You still out there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, there while y'all was talking, I had to take a second and clock out there.
Well, you're a pretty reliable employee for them. I bet they appreciate you.
Appreciate me? Up until you do something wrong, and then they want to chew on you. But I usually clock out as soon as I get to my partner's house, you know, because, I mean, I have to drive right by my house. I drive 32 minutes running about 55, 60 miles an hour to get to my house. So I'm about probably about 40 minutes away from my house to his house, and then back to my house. So I told him in order for me to go to his house, they're going to have to pay me. So they said clock out when I got here, so that's usually what I do.
All right, my friend, I got to run. I'm about destinated. Keep it safe on the road, WD4NGU.
Have a good one. We'll holler at you later. But yeah, I was down by the river there. I thought that was rusty. Got a little bit scratchy there by the river, and when I got up out of that hole, you know, when you started talking to me, I knew who it was then. But I've had a lot of scratchiness out of the repeater today. You know, even going to Greenwood, I usually had the repeater all the way down to 254, Cokesbury Road, and as soon as I left Moonville today, man, it's been patchy the whole way down. I don't know if it's been conditions or what. I don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you something, 3C, and let you get back to what you were doing. You said you designated. And we'll holler at you later. 73's, KN4, UPG. I'll be clear of mine.